head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours. So write us.
Write us. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my cousin owns the car wash. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old hopeless romantic, and I got married too quickly to a man that I barely knew. Now, all of my family is in my business, and I'm so disappointed in myself. I met a man that's from another city, and after we dated for a few months, he came to visit me and never left. He quickly got a great job, and he got settled in. He has a friend in town, so he's usually hanging out with him, or he's at work. I never suspected he was cheating on me until 3 days ago when I found out that he's had sex in his car. My cousin owns a car wash and he specializes in wheels and detailing leather seats. My husband's Escalade is his pride and joy, so he gets it washed often. I did not know he was going all the way across town to get his car washed until I got a call from my cousin's wife. She said my husband has brought his truck to the car wash a few times, and he's always got interesting stains and pieces of weave all over the truck. My cousin figured out that it's my husband after he saw a business card in the truck. See, my cousin wasn't invited to my wedding because he is on the ghetto side of my family, so he didn't know my husband. I just hate that before my cousin's wife called me, she called my mom and told her that my husband has been having sex in his truck and getting it cleaned afterwards. I asked my husband about the rumor, and he threatened to fight my cousin and out him as a liar and a bad businessman. I assured him that my cousin is not the one to be played with like that. If my husband is not cheating, why would he be so upset? I don't see my cousin hating on my husband for no reason, since my family knows. Can my marriage survive this? Well, you really don't have much of a marriage to survive anything. You know, you guys don't even spend a lot of time together. You said he's over at his friend's house or he's over at work. It sounds like your man is cheating and everyone knows it. Your family is messy and you are right. Your cousin's wife didn't have to blast the business to your mom. But you said yourself that you barely know this man. I mean, you barely knew him when you married him. He's probably doing what he normally did when he was single in that other town. But you didn't know him then, so you don't have anything to compare his behavior to. And when you asked him about it, he didn't deny it. He didn't say, absolutely not. No, he didn't. Blah, 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 blah. He didn't even try to lie. He just didn't deny it and said he was going to give your cousin a beatdown. It looks like your husband is cheating, not if he's cheating, like you wrote in the letter. Steve, that's what you need to wrap your mind around. Your marriage is in trouble, and I don't see how you you're going to get past this one. Let's see what kind of lies we can come up with for this one. Steve?
Well, I don't think it's really got to be no lies, because if I just analyze this letter properly, I mean, let's go through this.
It's circumstance.
How many times has this circumstance? See, we're dealing with circumstance. Okay, watch how we do this. This woman says that I'm a 29-year-old hopeless romantic. I got married too quickly to a man that I barely knew. Now, I don't know if this is the definition of a hopeless romantic. This is not what this is. I think this is called crazy. This may just be crazy. Might not have nothing to do with you being a hopeless romantic at all, because you married a man you didn't hardly know. What they got to do with it? And I'm so disappointed in myself. Now all your family's in your business, you say. You say you met this man from another city. Y'all dated a few months. He came to visit me and never left. That didn't sound strange. That didn't seem strange to you? How can a man come from another city, visit you, and never go back? Where he work? Where he live? Where his house? What's his lease payment? He ain't got no lease, no way. What? How you just go visit and then don't go back? That's not being a hopeless romantic. Something's wrong with this. He quickly got a great job. Okay. Settled in. He got a friend in town. He usually hanging out with him or he's at work. Then the lady said, I never suspected he was cheating on me until 3 days ago. Now, here's what this whole letter is about. My cousin owns the car wash. And then I don't know why she threw this in here. He specializes in wheels and detail in leather seats. So, got a car wash. Everybody got a car wash. Wiping seats and doing wheels. Everybody with a car wash. Anyway, my husband's Escalade is his pride and joy, so he gets it washed often. Here's another precarious line. I did not know he was going all the way across town to get his car washed. What difference do that make? Where he get his car washed? What? Maybe it's because it's a great car wash. Remember, your cousin specializes in wheels and leather seats. He went over there for his specialty. And all of this was going good until you got a call from your cousin's wife. When we come back, I will tell you what's wrong with this whole letter.
All right, Steve. All right, hang on for part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my cousin owns the car wash. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my cousin owns the car wash.
Before I do this letter, I've noticed a trend in Shirley and I's responses to these letters. If a man is accused of cheating, if a man has circumstantial evidence about cheating, then my partner in crime, who we are supposed to give our own opinions and separate looks at this, 98% of the time gonna ride his ass to the police station and lock his ass up for cheating.
Absolutely.
And in this letter, there was no difference, but I have several problems with this letter. All right, so after she calls herself a romantic, hopeless romantic, meets this guy she barely knew, guy leaves town one time, comes to visit her and never goes back. That's odd. He gets a job quickly, settles in. She's embarrassed by this because now she'd married a man she hardly knew and the family all up in the business. And so everything is going right and she had no suspicions of him cheating until 3 days ago when he took his car to a car wash that specializes in wheels and leather seats. Okay, we got that right. Now, she gets a call from her cousin's wife. Now, this is where the letter takes a turn. She said that my husband brought his truck to the car wash a few times, and he's always got interesting stains and pieces of weave all over the truck. This is what your cousin's wife said. You've never seen the weave in the truck, and you've never seen any stains. Okay? That's just a fact. So we're going based on what your cousin's wife told you. Now listen to this. My cousin figured out that it's my husband's after he saw a business card in the truck. Now, and then here we go. See, my cousin wasn't invited to my wedding because he's on the ghetto side of my family. So he didn't know my husband. This is very important information. She didn't invite that side of the family because they ghetto. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then she says, I just hate that before my cousin's wife called me, she called my mom and told her that my husband has been having sex in his truck and getting it cleaned afterwards. Okay, how'd she know that? No, I mean, really.
The stains and the weave.
The stains and the weave that the wife ain't never seen. You just said they ghetto and you ain't invite them to the wedding. Now, I'm going to show you something else in here that gets a little crazy.
So that's payback because they didn't come from to the wedding? They didn't get invited?
No, listen to this. I asked my husband about the rumor, and he threatened to fight my cousin and out him as a liar and a bad businessman, as he should. Mm-hmm. I assured him that my cousin is not the one to be played with like that. Now, this is good information because you just said you didn't invite your husband to the wedding because he ghetto.
To the wedding. Because he ghetto. Okay.
And so, now, this is a fair warning. If you go over there and fight the dude that owned the car wash, you're going to get your ass whooped. That's what this is about.
You're going to get your ass whooped.
Mm-hmm. But now, she's saying, if he didn't cheat, why is he doing this? But I assured him that my cousin is not the one to be played with. Why would he be so upset? I don't see my husband hating. I don't see my cousin hating on my husband for no reason, since my family knows, can my marriage survive this? Now, I think you know that your family on that side is messy. I think you know that.
Very messy.
And this woman has speculated that there's some stains and weave in the truck that you've never seen. And now you ain't invite us to the wedding, so you must think you all that in a bag of chips. So now let me show you that you ain't all that. And I'm going to tell your mama he was having sex in the truck. How you know that? What stains?
But see, just because she didn't see it, does that mean that it didn't happen?
But so then you going to end your marriage based on that?
She has
what
to
stains?
See it. You're saying she has to
what
see
stains?
The stains in the weave?
What stains, Shirley?
The stains that the cousin saw in the back seat.
What were the stains?
When he was cleaning the leather seats.
What was they sold about?
She didn't specify the stains.
She didn't specify because she's messy.
Yeah, they're messy.
And
we've established
weave in the
that
car.
They're messy.
But see, hold up, though. Let me ask you something. So, does the cousin's wife work at the car wash?
Well, it sounds like she does. Yeah.
So, if she ain't washing cars, how she know what's in the car? Now, I doubt if he owned the car wash, that his wife is out there washing cars. I doubt that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this reeks of hate for not being invited to the wedding.
Get
and
back.
I don't see y'all ruining it. Well, look, you married the man too soon. The man might be cheating, but you're going to end it on this speculation. You should have ended it on something that you knew and not on hearsay. And if you took this to court, you would lose. I just want to tell you that because you have no evidence. You ain't seen no pictures of him. You ain't went through his phone. You ain't got no text messages. You getting a DNA report off of forensic science, heifer, that ain't even a forensic scientist.
All right,
and
leave
I don't
us
think
comments.
Man might not be cheating at all. Sorry, Shirley.
And he might be. Sorry, Steve. Leave us your comments on today's letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Good morning, this is your man Steve Harvey, and my New Year's resolutions are the same as they've been all year long. That ain't your business. Happy New Year, y'all, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Keep your resolutions to yourself. A lot of haters out there. Don't let them shake you, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.